terrorists on the run in northern Syria. Lisa Brady, Fox News, reports of a mass exodus as Turkey launches the offensive it said was coming. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Lisa, Turkey launching airstrikes in northern Syria, and among the targets, Kurdish fighters who fought alongside American forces in the mission against ISIS, but who Turkey calls terrorists. The Kurds calling on the US and its allies to establish a no-fly zone, warning of a possible humanitarian catastrophe after President Trump ordered US troops in the area to step aside. Kurdish officials say two civilians have been killed. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. President Trump says he pulled back U.S. troops after it was clear that Turkey intended to move forward with its operation. He also disputes bipartisan criticism that he's abandoning allies. President Trump tweeting again a short time ago about the impeachment probe, saying he did nothing wrong in his phone call with Ukraine's president as the House Speaker hits back on a letter from the White House. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington.
Lisa, President Trump is demanding Democrats stop their impeachment inquiry on Twitter and apologize a day after White House counsel Pat Cipollone said the president will not cooperate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded, saying that the White House's stance is further evidence of obstruction and that the president is not above the law. This after Democrats sent a subpoena to Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland for testimony and documents related to Ukraine. Planned testimony on Friday from the former ambassador to Ukraine, still up in the air. Lisa?
Thanks, Rachel. On Judaism's holiest day, Yom Kippur, shots fired outside a synagogue and into a kebab shop in eastern Germany. Police say two people were killed. The assailant or assailants fled. They later reported one suspect in custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. With our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension, it's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/radio.
Partisan calls in Congress to prevent election interference, focusing on social media.
The Senate Intelligence Committee releasing their second volume of a report on Russian meddling that found that Russian meddling did not end in November 2016. In fact, that was only the beginning.
Fox Business Network's Hillary Vaughn on Capitol Hill. The report says Russian operatives ramped up their influence on social media after the 2016 election.
Instagram was the most targeted platform, saw a 238% spike in Russian-backed activity on its app. YouTube saw an 84% surge. Twitter and Facebook both saw more than 50% spikes in activity. Senator Mark Warner, the vice chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, warns that other countries like China, North Korea, and Iran will use Russia's playbook.
The committee is considering possible congressional action, including requiring social media companies to disclose who's behind political ads on their platforms. That's a change Facebook already made. Meantime, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who met privately with some lawmakers recently, now has a date to appear before a House committee later this month, October 23rd, at a hearing on Facebook's impact on the financial services and housing sectors. Some vacationers in South Carolina stumble upon something unexpected.
A man walking along the beaches of Fripp Island looking for seashells saw a mysterious-looking object that washed ashore. Authorities say the person carried it back to the home where family members are staying, opening the package with a knife and found more than 40 pounds worth of cocaine inside. Police say the estimated street value is around $600,000. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says it doesn't look like the package came from anywhere locally, thinking it's from an international operation. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
A rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 208, this time on optimism about China trade talks. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out! It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more support?
Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. It's hump day. I'm so excited because I get to visit on Wednesdays with my friend Chuck Muth. In fact, I was wandering into Ichabod's last week, and who do I see having lunch? Or maybe it was dinner, I forget. But Chuck Muth at Ichabod's, and he joins us. Good morning, Chuck.
No, the food was great, and thanks for the bag of popcorn.
Hey, don't you just love that? Bob Treska is the guy that does that from Angelicious Popcorn. They got some great corporate type of popcorn with pictures. It's got a picture of me and Trump on it. Really, kind of a cool thing. Hey, I want to ask you, the president and the White House yesterday sent over an 8-page letter telling Congress that the White House is not going to do anything to help this so-called impeachment inquiry. What do you make of that? And is that, you know, some are saying, oh, that's an admission of guilt. But what is that from your perspective?
I think it's, again, it goes back to probably one of the best aspects of the Trump presidency, if you're a conservative, is that this man is teaching conservatives how to fight back. Usually in the past, when we're attacked by the fake news media, by Democrats, there you go. Is that you?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Usually we take a few steps back, we retreat, we take cover. But this president, that's just not in his bloodstream. When he's attacked, his defenses go up and he fights back. And I remember he said something along those lines, I think, during one of the Republican primary debates in 2016. He said he's a counterpuncher. And I believe Melania even said something. If you take a swing at Donald Trump, he's going to swing back. And he is teaching conservatives and Republicans how to do that rather than to just take it and lie down.
Let me just ask you, though, this whole thing of Rudy Giuliani, there's a possibility Trey Gowdy may become a part of his personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow. Are they doing the president more harm or more good, in your view?
I mean,
you've seen these guys out there.
Yeah, no, I think they're doing more good. Look, the legal arena is very different from the arena that you and I and Trump work in, obviously, in politics. And those two are experts at that. But if you remember, Kevin, I'm sure you own, told Tom Hagen he couldn't be his lawyer anymore. He said he needed a wartime consigliere. And Tom Hagen wasn't that. He was more of a nice guy kind of lawyer. And Donald Trump needs wartime lawyers who not only know the political side and are willing to fight back, but also understand the legal side. So I think it's absolutely a net positive for the president.
I want to take you to a local issue, and this local issue is one that is very local in Nye County, because the Nye County Commission is considering the adoption of a new rule in their brothel ordinance that would force, I can't believe that in America we would do this, would force women who work at these legal establishments to be essentially locked down on the property for days at a time. Can you give us some of the backstory of this new rule that they want to implement in Nye County?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, just before you called, I was getting ready to post a new opinion piece by a current working courtesan out there in Nye County, which is just absolutely fabulous. And if people want to read it, after we get off the air shortly, it'll be on the NevadaBrothelAssociation.com website. And what the situation is, Kevin, right now they have in the ordinance in Nye County a provision that says that no sex worker in a legal brothel may leave the brothel premises for more than 24 hours without having to go through and be retested, medically retested. Forget the fact that condom use is mandatory. There's never been any HIV outbreak traced back to brothels in the history of our legal brothel system. They have this, what is called a lockdown ordinance in place. Well, what the county is trying to do now is to change it so that it's not just 24 hours, that you can be gone for up to 24 hours. They want to confine the workers at the brothels to the brothel premises for 10 days straight and only allow them 1 6-hour period of time to leave the brothel to go do banking or visit with their family or whatever. 6 hours in an entire 10-day period. Otherwise, 24 hours a day, round the clock, they must be on the brothel premises. And it is just outrageous that anybody would try to put something like that in a government law or ordinance. But that's what they're trying to do, and that's what we're fighting back against.
Okay, let me just get this straight, though. So they would be held. What happens if they leave? Is there any penalty?
If they leave, yes. If they're caught and they leave, this is considered a privileged job. They have to get a work card in order to work in the brothel from the sheriff's department. They go through a background check. They're fingerprinted. They have to fill out all kinds of personal information about themselves. And if they're caught violating this ordinance, this 24-hour rule, or the new 6-hour rule, they would lose their sheriff's card and they would no longer be able to work legally in a legal brothel.
What do you think is the aim of this? I mean, is this public safety or is this kind of a morality play politically?
Well, they're hiding behind the public safety issue. They're saying that, if a sex worker leaves a premises, she might have unprotected sex and contract a sexually transmitted disease and then come back to the brothel and spread it to future clients. But that's absurd. Especially at the 24-hour rule or the 6-hour rule. Look, you can leave the brothel premises for 6 minutes, for 60 seconds, and do a quickie out in the back of a car in a parking lot somewhere and pick up a disease. So it's totally arbitrary. But in Lyon County, where our good friend Dennis Hoff, the late Assemblyman Dennis Hoff, had 4 legal brothels, he got rid of all of these lockdown rules, and there is no such rule in the Lyon County ordinance. His workers come and go as they please. They work their regular shifts, and they go home to their family and their children, and there's never been a problem in Lyon County. So this is just a fig leaf by the county commissioners. Some people suggest that it's really at the behest of the brothel owners, who would prefer to have the girls on the premises all the time and not leave the brothel and possibly taking work out on the side in which they wouldn't get their cut of the money. I don't know exactly what's behind it, but regardless of what the motivation is, it's just outrageous.
Now, you have connections with the Brothel Association. What do you hear from your friends who own or operate brothels?
Well, it's a very, very touchy subject because there are two aspects to this. One is there are policies that many of the brothels have in place that a lot of the courtesans consider to be lockdown policies. But those are independent private businesses, and the workers are independent private contractors. And if the independent contractors and the independent businesses agree to these policies, that's one thing. But once you put it into a government law or ordinance, that's a different thing altogether. And that's what we're fighting in Nye County.
Have you had a chance to count any noses in the Nye County Commission? And by the way, what is the makeup of that Nye County Commission, Democrat to Republican?
The Nye County Commission, there are five commissioners. All of them, to the best of my knowledge, are registered Republicans. And the interesting thing here is that there were two commissioners a year ago who were really pushing to tighten up the brothels, and they were going after Dennis Hoff and his operations. Those two commissioners are now gone. They were voted out. Well, one was voted out of office last November, and one was termed out. And they've been replaced by two other commissioners who seem to have a much more open view toward brothels and toward Dennis. They knew Dennis. They campaigned during the election cycle at the same time. So our hope is that this was an old provision that was left in the brothel changes before the new commissioners came in, and hopefully we can get at least three of them to take this back out.
I know that you have a friend. In fact, you introduced me to a friend, gosh, a long time ago. It seems like a year, maybe 2 years ago, who actually worked in the brothel industry while doing a doctorate or some sort of graduate degree program with the brothel industry. Can you talk a little bit about that experience? And have you talked to her about this holding workers essentially hostage?
Yes. As a matter of fact, she was my guest at the Nevada Policy Research Institute dinner that you and I attended 2 weeks ago. So she's a little bit more politically active, especially because she's a former brothel worker. A lot of the women who work there currently, they're afraid to speak out because they're afraid of losing their jobs and being forced back out on the street. But Christina, she's no shrinking violet. Her name's Christina Pereira. She's getting her doctoral, she's doing her doctoral thesis on the legal brothel industry at UNLV. She may be an official doctor by the end of the year. And as a matter of fact, on the Nevada Brothel Association.com website, just 2 days ago, she posted a whole explanation about what this is and what it's all about, and included the contact information for the commissioners, the Nye County Commissioners. So if folks want to read Christina's her piece and contact the commissioners to voice their opinion on that, that's where you'll find it.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. What is at stake in 2020? We've got candidates all over the place. Melissa Hardy was in yesterday, Jacob DeVille, others that are running for assembly and trying to wrestle the assembly or the state senate away from the Democrats. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Great to have you with us live and local now. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. And the Nye County Commission considering the adoption of a new rule in their brothel ordinance that would force women who work at these legal establishments to be essentially locked down on the property for days at a time, almost as if they're being held hostage. This is bizarre. Chuck, when will the Nye County Commission take this up, and what are you looking for folks to do? How do they reach out and get this thing squashed?
Yeah, the ordinance will be introduced because there's a lot of changes being made to the ordinance, and some of them actually are pretty good. This one just happens to not be something that should be acceptable. But it'll be introduced at the commission meeting on October the 15th. I know that there are some who oppose it, who are already planning on speaking during the public comment period at the meeting on the 15th, which starts at 10 a.m. But really all it is on the 15th is introducing the language. Now, our hope is that maybe the commissioners will remove that provision before it's even introduced on the 15th. We'll just have to wait and see. But after that, after it's introduced, then they will have an official public hearing on the ordinance change itself. Probably their first or second meeting in November. We'll have to wait and see when they decide to actually hold the public hearing before they actually hold a vote on it. But October the 15th is when the wheels will actually officially start turning.
Okay, well I want to ask you, because you are in contact with a lot of those folks out in Nye County, have you had a chance to talk to anybody that's on the commission, any of the five commissioners, as to where their head's at on this?
Not yet. I am expecting to speak with Commissioner Blundo is in Las Vegas, I think, tomorrow or the next day, and I may have a meeting with him. I did receive an email from Commissioner I have heard from one of the other commissioners, one of the new commissioners, who is undecided on the issue at this point. And I got an email that was forwarded to me by one of my readers who had gotten an email from Commissioner Wickman, who indicated that maybe the commission is rethinking the new ordinance lockdown and just keeping the old one in place, which I think the old one should be repealed. The old one says that you, if you leave the premises for more than 24 hours, you have to be retested before you can come back to work, which, again, is just ridiculous. You can leave for 2 minutes and pick up an STD if your whole concern is public health.
It sounds like it would be impractical. You come back to the front door and they say, hey, you need to get tested. Can you get tested immediately?
You can get tested, but then you have to wait a day or two for the test results to come back. So that's a day or two you have to wait before you can go back to work legally. And like I say, it's just purely arbitrary, but at least the 24-hour rule, you know, you can leave, you can go into, you can leave Pahrump and drive into Las Vegas. You can have dinner. You can go see a show. You can go see a Golden Knights game. And, you know, as long as you're back in 23 hours and 59 minutes, then you're fine. Like I say, it's a ridiculous provision to start with. It should not be in ordinance. But it's at least better than what they've got with this proposed new 10-day restriction.
Absolutely bizarre. In our final couple of minutes, I want to take just a couple of minutes to talk about some of the races that are developing. A lot of the politicians now are starting to make the decision, yeah, I'm running for re-election. No, I'm not. Can you talk a little bit about some of the races that you're kind of zeroing in on that you're following?
Yeah, I mean, the two main ones, the biggest one, of course, is Congressional District 3, because that's a swing congressional district. We need to pick that seat up if Republicans are going to retake the House from Nancy Pelosi and put this impeachment stuff, you know, to bed once and for all. CD4 is a much more difficult race. The only way that I think Republicans could win Congressional District 4 is if there's a huge Trump wave, which is not impossible, that would carry a Republican candidate into CD4. So those are the two at the federal level. And then right now at the local level, we're looking at Assembly District 36, which coincidentally includes Nye County, where this brothel ordinance is. There's two Republicans running in that race, and Assembly District 37. There are three conservative Republicans running in that. 36, the Nye County one, is a huge Republican district. It deserves to have the most conservative candidate you can find. 37 is more of a swing district. So, you know, anybody who has any semblance of conservatism who can win, you know, that's who Republicans should get behind.
Hey, Chuck, always good. If folks want to find out more about what you're up to, what you're writing about, most importantly, where do they go?
Yeah, they can subscribe to my Moose Truths e-newsletter by going to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Just enter your email address. It's free, and you'll automatically be put on the list.
Sounds good to me. Chuck, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk with you again next Wednesday.
You got it, Kevin. Thank you.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. Stick around. Coming up, last night was an amazing night on cable news. I mean, just absolutely incredible. We'll talk about it. The reappearance of Hillary Clinton. And you're not going to believe how she actually gives a free pass to Joe Biden. The fix is in, folks. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are surging today ahead of trade talks with China tomorrow. The Chinese trade delegation is in Washington and signaling it could be open to a partial deal with the Trump administration. That's giving investors on Wall Street some optimism. This amid an ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. The e-cigarette and vaping industry continues to come under fire. A 17-year-old boy who died in New York last week is yet another victim. He's the youngest of the 23 to die nationwide. Many of the devices linked to the deaths are not over-the-counter legal products, but sold on the black market.
Most of these cases seem to involve the use of THC, which is the active ingredient in marijuana, and other ingredients.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is holding an event at the White House with First Lady Melania Trump to highlight the negatives of vaping and e-cigarettes. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. There's condemnation for Turkey as it carries out a military offensive in northern Syria, with Germany's foreign minister calling the move a threat of further humanitarian catastrophe. Also drawing fire, President Trump.
If he follows through with this, it'd be the biggest mistake of his presidency.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on the decision to pull U.S. forces out of the region. Fox News learning the president has ordered the U.S. military not to help Syrian Kurds, urgently requesting air support and a no-fly zone to protect civilians. The president continuing to push back on Twitter against the House impeachment inquiry, which the White House refuses to cooperate with.
It's unclear what will happen on Friday when Marie Yovanovitch, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, is scheduled to testify. White House has not said if they'll try and block her.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And the Dow up nearly 200 points in afternoon trading. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer. With updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts, Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Maria Bartiromo from Fox Business. My parents lived the American dream. My father cooked in his restaurant. I was the co-check girl. Today, I'm still working the hardest I've ever worked, giving my viewers every tool I can to help them succeed.
I'm Stuart Varney from Fox Business. My first investment, traveling the world for about 5 years and ending up right here in America. Damn good investment, actually. Fox Business.
Invested in you.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. This is amazing stuff. The White House, in an 8-page letter yesterday, told Nancy Pelosi and the committee chairs that it simply will not cooperate with this impeachment inquiry. I agree with that. If you're not going to be able to rebut, or you're not going to be able to call your own witnesses, if they're not going to put this before the full House, then why go through this? It makes no sense at all. It was an 8-page letter to Nancy Pelosi and three committee chairs. White House counsel Pat Cipollone accused House Democrats of making, quote, legally unsupported demands. Now, again, we're starting to get into the legal area, and I'm not an attorney, but legally unsupported demands, and accused them of violating the Constitution and past precedent in opening up the impeachment inquiry. This is what Cipollone said, quote, given that your inquiry lacks any legitimate institutional foundation, any pretense of fairness, or even the most elementary due process protections, the executive branch cannot be expected to participate in it, because participating in this inquiry under the current constitutional posture would inflict lasting institutional harm on the executive branch and lasting damage to the separation of powers. You have left the president no choice. He goes on to write, consistent with the duties of the president of the United States, and in particular his obligation to preserve the rights of future occupants of his office, President Trump cannot permit his administration to participate in this partisan inquiry under these circumstances. This is something that will end up in the courts. You just know it. Now let's go to cut one real quick. Cory Booker was on with, who was this? Anderson Cooper, I think. And how the court challenges by the Trump campaign, the essentially directing all of this into the courts, is going to slow down impeachment. Or will it? This was Cory Booker yesterday on CNN.
It absolutely could. Again, these are tactics that are not like somebody who should be the leader of the free world. He's acting more like an authoritarian figure that does not think that they're subject to oversight, to checks and balances that are designed by our Constitution. So this is a very troubling moment, but we must persist in holding him accountable. And I think the public deserves to know the truth that will only come from a thorough investigation.
Is there enough evidence in your mind already out there based on the partial transcript, the president's statements, whatever other testimony may be possible, or the testimony that folks in Congress have already heard? Is there enough for the House to actually move forward with an impeachment if they decided to?
Well, I believe there is, but I think that they have to go through their processes. They're a large body with many different members, Republican and Democrat, that have a lot of different views on this. And I think the more information comes out, the more people who will stand firmly on moving forward and writing up articles of impeachment.
If a formal impeachment inquiry, if a vote in the House would prompt more cooperation from the White House, which is what they're, you know, one of the things that they are claiming, from the entire House, should Speaker Pelosi go ahead and do that?
Well, again, I've been really respectful of the leadership of Speaker Pelosi. I think she is dealing with a lot of the challenges that they're facing in the House in an incredible manner. And I know that this is something that she's talking about, so far be for me to direct her. But clearly, I think that they need to take as strong steps possible to get compliance from the executive. We are the Article 1 branch of government. We have a sworn obligation. We all swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And that means the constitutional mandates to provide oversight of the executive. And if he's not cooperating with that, we must do everything necessary to make sure he does, because he is not the dictator in chief. He's not the authoritarian in charge of our government. He is the president. That is an office of the people. And he is subject to the people's house, the House of Representatives.
You're a member of the Judiciary Committee. Do you think Rudy Giuliani should, in fact, come and testify in front of your committee? And if so, what would you want to hear from him?
God, first of all, I would savor the opportunity. I would, and especially if it's done publicly. And I know Rudy Giuliani is, you know, from New York, very close to Broadway. He loves the theatrics, but there are real things that he has to answer for. And the conduct that he's been doing, the direction he's been taking from the president, his intervention in areas where there are critical national security interests, yeah, there's a lot I'd like to know from him. And I believe his behavior has been despicable, and the lies and half-truths and the deception that he's been doing at the direction of this president and beyond is unbecoming, and he should stand before Congress and answer for it. So, again, I would be happy as a member of the Judiciary Committee, to ask him publicly to answer for it. And it may end up being, he may not be cooperative. He may be obstructionist. But I do not see a problem with having a public hearing with him.
Well, then there's Rudy Giuliani's side of the story. And Rudy Giuliani, I have always said he is one of the probably three or four best surrogates for the president. Some say he's a little wacky. But I'm going to tell you, he makes sense. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and he was defending claims of privilege. Essentially sending an 8-page letter. He didn't do it, but the general counsel to the president did, saying we're not going to cooperate at all. Rudy Giuliani defended that practice with Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
One thing that I was thinking about, if this is what can happen with a president you don't like, you have no real basis for any impeachable offense. It's absurd. So this means every time we have a House in the hands of one political party and a president from another political party, and you get some detailee from a deep state to go into the White House. Oh, I heard this, and this was said. This disturbed me. Can you imagine the unmasking conversations they had in the White House? But what if there was a whistleblower then?
This is like the Hatfields and the McCoys. I mean, they do it.
It's back and forth. It is so
ignorant. It is so stupid. It's Neanderthal. I mean, the to say that he doesn't have a right to call witnesses, let's say I assert attorney-client privilege. I'm obstructing justice by asserting attorney-client privilege. Every single thing I have in my file is a document I created in defense of the president. Let's say the president was a terrorist. They wouldn't be allowed to subpoena that from me. And they wouldn't be allowed to say I'm obstructing justice. They're trying to intimidate me in my role as a lawyer. Now, it doesn't work because, I mean, you know, Fat Tony Salerno couldn't intimidate me. These little creeps aren't going to intimidate me.
Well, because I have to play devil's advocate here, Rudy. I mean, attorney-client privilege doesn't necessarily apply to everything you do.
Of course not.
Representing him in a legal capacity.
Now, if my client doesn't waive, I have to be very careful that I don't make a mistake.
Lawfare blog.
I have to interpret it expansively. You know that.
All right. Well, I remember. This is Lawfare blog. Giuliani can't rely on attorney-client privilege to avoid congressional testimony. The privilege exists to protect the confidential communications between a client and an attorney made for the purpose of obtaining legal advice. It does not protect, for instance, communications your attorney might have, let's say, with foreign government officials or, for that matter, with U.S. government.
If that's in order to obtain evidence, in order to exonerate your client, it damn well does apply. And this is what they've won the narrative here. They say we were looking for bad information about Joe Biden. No, we weren't. I was looking for it 2 years before Joe Biden was even a candidate. This was to obtain information to exonerate him. Everything I have in my file exonerates him. It shows the collusion.
What about, weren't you looking at corruption in general, too? Weren't you helping?
The corruption in general is what deprived us of the evidence of collusion. Joe Biden got the case dismissed that would have revealed the rest of the collusion. That's why I ran into Joe Biden. They gave me Joe Biden and told me, your corrupt vice president interfered with
Yeah, this is all going to be. This is, I mean, this is they're throwing everything up against the wall. They would never do it if it weren't you.
See, I love that. Rudy Giuliani standing up for the president. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to let you hear Hillary at her very worst. This is bizarre stuff. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, those e-bikes, the electric bikes, phenomenal. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I promised I'd let you hear Hillary Clinton in all her glory. And I want you to hear how she gives Joe Biden and Hunter Biden essentially a free pass. This is unbelievable. It's cut three. And it's Hillary with Judy Woodruff. She did an interview along with Chelsea, although you never see Chelsea in the interview. It's all about Hillary, obviously. But was on with Judy Woodruff on the PBS NewsHour.
You have said that the impeachment process should go forward. Mm-hmm. You've also said that you think what happened in that phone call, mm-hmm. Where President Trump was asking the leader of Ukraine, in effect, to investigate Joe Biden, mm-hmm. And his son, for implicitly in return for receiving U.S. military aid. Mm-hmm. Why not just go ahead and say whether or not you favor impeaching the president?
Well, because I served on an impeachment inquiry staff as a young lawyer back in 1974, I think it is really important to respect the process and to support the opening of the inquiry, which I do, and the gathering of evidence, and then the weighing of that evidence. From my perspective, it appears as though what the House is doing is very much in line with the appropriate use of the impeachment power. So they don't want to jump to a conclusion. It appears to me that there is evidence of abuse of power and obstruction of justice and contempt of Congress. But we do want the House impeachment inquiry to proceed in a way that tries to build credibility with the American people and also with Republican members of the House and the Senate.
Well, can you think of a non-impeachable interpretation or a benign interpretation of what that call was about?
No.
Well, I also want to ask you, because you're the former Secretary of State, what about the role of Secretary Pompeo being on that call at the time?
Well, he, first of all, didn't admit that he had been on the call. Eventually, he did. And there were a number of people on the call. Part of the telling evidence in this case is that immediately after the call, the people who were either listening in or listening to Trump's end of the call knew that they had problems, which is why they tried to basically conceal the call within a highly classified system. So Pompeo was in on it. He knew from the beginning that this was a problem. It's really a shame that he has substituted the defense of Trump for the defense of diplomacy, the defense of our country, literally doing the job that a Secretary of State should do.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, clearly a part of this. His name came up during that call. Whether he did or didn't do anything wrong, and there's no proof that he did, President Trump keeps bringing that up, is there an optical problem for Joe Biden because his son was in a position to be making a lot of money from a company that was in a foreign country?
You know, Judy, this is the goal of the Trump strategy. It is to raise questions. There is no evidence that either one of them did anything wrong. Could there be a question of judgment about his son? Well, that's fair game. But there is absolutely no evidence, and there will not be any evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong. Enough with these wild, unfounded conspiracy theories, using the help of foreign governments to interfere in our elections and to undermine people who've been in the public eye for a long time. And I hope that the American public rejects this, as they should.
I will simply tell you, I find that offensive. Listening to Hillary, who blew it. She could have been the president of the United States. She could have broken the glass ceiling. But she blew it. Now, I want you to hear from Joe DiGenova. He's a former federal prosecutor. It's kind of the other side of the coin. You heard it from Hillary's perspective. Now Joe DiGenova, the former federal prosecutor, by the way, brings a brand new word into the political lexicon. This is cut four. And here is Joe DiGenova yesterday on Fox News Channel.
This is regicide by another name, fake impeachment. The Democrats in the House want to destroy the president. They don't want to preserve the republic. There's nothing honorable about what is happening. This is a despicable abuse of constitutional power. If they had on the floor a vote to establish an impeachment inquiry, that would give the Republicans subpoena power. But the Democrats aren't doing that. They want to deny them subpoena power. So what do we get? We get first one anonymous informant, then a second anonymous informant. I refuse to call them whistleblowers. These two non-entities are suicide bombers that the Democrats have unleashed on the democratic process. They actually think that the American people are going to accept having people testify secretly without anyone knowing who they are, where they worked, what their party affiliation was, who they conspired with. It's pretty obvious that this first suicide bomber who sent that complaint to the inspector general was a paid Democratic operative.
In case you're wondering, regicide, according to dictionary.com, regicide, do you know what that means, by the way? Okay. I was asking Lady Ashley. Lady Ashley had no clue. And she's like a product of UNLV. Regicide is the killing of a king or queen. The word derives from the Latin regis, meaning king, and the ancient French side, meaning killer. Today the word can also be applied to politicians who topple a president or a prime minister. Regicide, R-E-G-I-C-I-D-E. So now you can win a bar bet. I have just equipped every listener with the opportunity to win real money in your next bar bet. Me, I'm going to be betting on the Cardinals today. Yeah, Cardinals and Braves. Oh, it's scary. Game five, fifth and deciding game. National League playoffs, and I've got various bar bets out there. Braves fans are so gullible. They actually think they're going to win. Oh, come on. That's in Atlanta, and that's game five, the fifth and deciding game of the playoffs. Unbelievable. Stick around. More to do as we continue coming up. We'll check in the Coachella Valley, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. The pride of Indian Wells, Jim Yoder, will join us. We'll do that and more coming up, live and local, now.
So that's why. has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections. At Clark County Republican.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!
A bad idea.